E. There are some people who, if they don't already know, you can't tell them. As the great philosopher of uncertainty, Yogi Berra, once said, do not waste your time trying to fight forecasters, stock analysts, economists, and social scientists, except to play pranks on them. They're considerably easy to make fun of, and many get angry quite readily. It's ineffective to moan about unpredictability. People will continue to predict foolishly, especially if they're paid for it, and you can't put an end to institutionalized frauds. If you ever do have to heed a forecast, keep in mind that its accuracy degrades rapidly as you extend it through time. If you hear a prominent economist using the word equilibrium or normal distribution, don't argue with him. Just ignore him or try to put a rat down his shirt. The Great Asymmetry. All these recommendations have one point in common, asymmetry. Put yourself in situations where favorable consequences are much larger than unfavorable ones. Indeed, the notion of asymmetric outcomes is the central idea of this book. I'll never get to know the unknown since, by definition, it is unknown. However, I can always guess how it might affect me, and I should base my decisions around that. This idea is often erroneously called Pascal's wager, after the philosopher and thinking mathematician Blaise Pascal. He presented it something like this. I don't know whether God exists, but I know that I have nothing to gain from being an atheist if he doesn't exist, whereas I have plenty to lose if he does. Hence, this justifies my belief in God. Pascal's argument is severely flawed theologically. No one has to be naive enough to believe that God would not penalize us for false belief. Unless, of course, one is taking the quite restrictive view of a naive God. Bertrand Russell was reported to have claimed that God would need to have created fools for Pascal's argument to work. But the idea behind Pascal's wager has fundamental applications outside of theology. It stands the entire notion of knowledge on its head. It eliminates the need for us to understand the probabilities of a rare event. There are fundamental limits to our knowledge of these. Rather, we can focus on the payoff and benefits of an event if it takes place. The probabilities of very rare events aren't computable. The effect of an event on us is considerably easier to ascertain. The rarer the event, the fuzzier the odds. We can have a clear idea of the consequences of an event, even if we don't know how likely it is to occur. I don't know the odds of an earthquake, but I can imagine how San Francisco might be affected by one. This idea that in order to make a decision you need to focus on the consequences, which you can know, rather than the probability, which you can't know, is the central idea of uncertainty. Much of my life is based on it.